Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise. What am I made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions that will be explored tonight by your host, naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise. Call in and talk to Dr. Rita and her thought-provoking guests. Get the help you need to move beyond any obstacle or challenges affecting your life right from the source. And now back to Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise.
Welcome back to the second hour of Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, your host, and Just Energy Radio is brought to you by SoulHealer.com and the Institute of Applied Energetics. In the second hour, we will be talking to Reverend Claudia McNeely, a professional psychic, and talking about psychic attacks. So if you'd like to call in and get a reading on air, give us a call at 888-863-2722 or drop us a line at justenergyradio@yahoo.com. So if you have been out and around on the internet for any amount of time, you have probably been to Reverend Claudia's website, because I've had a web page up since 1996, and I have seen her material everywhere. So here's a little bit about her. Reverend Claudia McNeely provides accurate psychic readings and alternative healing using the assistance of angels and master healers. She's certified in many healing modalities, including Reiki, hypnotherapy, emotional healing. She has experience in shamanic healing, transpersonal counseling, past life therapy, entity removal, house cleansing, and much more. Her online psychic protection seminar teaches you to protect oneself at all times. So please welcome to the show, Reverend Claudia McNeely. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Rita.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
It is just so good to have you on the show. It's interesting, in the last hour, I didn't realize that we were going to end up going there, but we ended up having a whole little conversation about entities, too.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just interesting because 5 years ago, you know, people didn't talk about entities. People didn't know about entities.
Oh, no.
And it just seems like, you know, this past year, that has been coming so much to the forefront in working with people, in sessions, in just information that's out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're going to be talking about psychic protection. What is psychic protection?
Psychic protection can be so many things, you know. We're taught, when we get into the metaphysical field, we're taught, oh, put a bubble of light around you. Most of the time, that's not very effective, but that's the only thing people are taught. You know, we need psychic protection because we go into a store and a pushy salesman sells us something we don't want. If we have really good protection and our aura is really strong, we're going to be able to tell people no.
You know, and so that's why we would need psychic protection.
Oh, that's one
to help protect us.
Sure, you know, there's you need protection from the pushy salesman. You need protection from the psychic vampire. You know, if you're around a friend and all of a sudden you're drained of energy and you have a headache, and you know, after being around them, then they're sucking your energy. They're a psychic vampire, and most people don't realize that they're psychic vampires. But if you can protect yourself from that, then they can't drain you of your energy as that. And then there's people that do it on purpose. They will literally sit in a restaurant or a store or a movie theater and psychically attack people just for the fun of doing it.
Well, that doesn't sound like very much fun.
Yeah, it is to them. We had an interesting experience the other night. We stopped at a restaurant to eat, and it was prom night, apparently, at one of the schools. There was a lot of young people in there, And young people seem to be the ones that play with energy more than anybody else. And it wasn't very long. I started feeling something messing with my back, and I put up protection and got it to stop. And then a few minutes later, I felt it again, and my mate started complaining that he didn't feel good. My son was complaining he didn't feel good. So, you know, I explained to him that somebody was psychically playing, trying to drain energy. And I've been teaching my son. He's finally starting to want to learn some of this stuff. And I told him, I said, well, what you do when somebody, you feel somebody attached to you like that, send something nasty to them. Send them the energy of broken glass, the energy of acid, something like that, something that tastes bad, something that will turn them off and make them go away. Seriously. So he closed his eyes, and pretty soon it totally stopped. And he opened his eyes, and I said, well, you did it. It stopped. And he said, I sent Orient to him. He said, what's worse than that?
That's a good one. All kinds of interesting techniques that I've never been thought about.
Yeah. You know,
in the summer, I work as an usher at this outdoor concert place because they pay me money to go listen to live music.
Oh,
which works for me.
Yeah.
It's a very healing space for me. I go, I dance, you know, I try not to have the people in charge catch me because you're not supposed to, but I do anyway. But what's interesting is that, you know, I stand at the top of this one little aisle, and so people will go and try to sneak into everyone else's little areas,
mm-hmm.
and they will just walk right past me, and I know it's because I have my aura out there
exactly.
big, and I have that big old nasty, like, yeah, you come mess with me, and I'm going to kick your booty,
yeah.
and they just don't mess with me.
A lot of people have natural protection around them, so they don't really have to worry about putting out protection because it's just there naturally. But not all of us are that lucky. Some of us have chosen in this lifetime to learn the lesson of being able to protect ourselves. And we're the ones that need to learn these techniques and learn how to protect ourselves.
You know, let's go back to this psychic vampire thing, because it is so common
mm-hmm.
to have that experience happen. But
mm-hmm.
can you kind of talk a little bit more? Because I think people don't recognize what that is. You know, or how they would experience that, you know, especially like in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
That is so common.
Yes. You know, anytime you're around somebody and you just, you know, complainers, people that constantly complain, they're draining your energy. They're psychic vampires. And you have that a lot in the workplace. But anytime you're around somebody that's making you feel tired and you know, headachy or whatever, instead of feeling good, they're usually draining your energy, and not necessarily meaning to. And people that are sick are psychic vampires because they don't have enough energy of their own, so they pull energy from the people that are taking care of them. And it really, that's why nurses have so many health problems, because they have all those patients pulling their energy.
Well, I guess they must have to have a lot of energy to protect
yeah.
themselves or be able to make it through the day, because
it's
I could see, you know, where that would just be mm-hmm. a drain, or you would have to have tools, I would think, innate tools that you could just recharge yourself and recharge your system so that
right.
you could make it through more than a week or 2 weeks of being in that energy.
Right. My daughter, she went through nurses pretty quickly because they would, after like a year or two, they just had no energy left to give her, and they would have to go elsewhere. She went through nurses pretty quickly.
Was she a little bit of a vampire?
Well, she was critically ill. So, yeah, she, you know, not meaning to be, but, yeah, she took a lot of energy.
You know, and I guess, you know, for most people, they don't mean to be that way. They just
right.
are
right.
that way.
Right.
You know,
then
and it's
we have the... Then, you know, we have these young people today that are born with all these phenomenal abilities, you know, that I would, you know, you and I would probably love to have some of these abilities these kids have, but they don't know how to use them. And just because they can do it, they'll sit in a restaurant or a theater or something and try to give somebody a heart attack just to see if they can do it.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it isn't. But they do it. When I was training in learning psychic protection for myself, I was training with some of these kids that would brag about doing things like that.
Well, that's not very good.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
So are there any...
That's what we're up against.
Say that again?
That's what we're up against. That's why we need to learn to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the government has weapons now to attack, for mind control, to attack people psychically. And we have to be able to protect against that also.
Let's just not even start on the government, because I could just go on and on and on and on about that whole thing.
But this has been in the news recently where they are using these weapons.
See, I haven't heard that. But, you know, one of the things, you know, people come and it's like, oh, I have this going on in my life and that going on, you know, and they're tired and they're drained. You know, and I know that a lot of it just has to do with the energy in the United States, the energy from our government just sucking us dry.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. Plus the war, you know, even though that's going on the other side of the world, that energy is flowing all the way around the earth and we're all affected by it.
Well, you know, when the first Gulf War happened, I didn't feel very good. I thought I had arthritis. My joints ached. You know, I just was sore all over all the time. And I don't know, I got talking to this guy who was very sensitive himself and, you know, was open to the whole psychic thing and everything. And he and I just got talking. I was like, yeah, you know, I just feel achy. I'm a little concerned, you know, because it's not normal. And he started complaining about the exact same thing. So I started going around and asking my cooler friends, what was, you know, did they have stuff going on? How did they feel physically? And what I found was that a lot of people all had very similar issues going on. And when the conflict was over, it all went away by itself.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You know, it's just, I mean, you know, so the whole planet goes through these cycles and flows, you know, and depending on what's going on in any given place, we're all affected by it.
Exactly. It's like the wings of the butterfly they talk about. It causes a ripple that just goes everywhere.
So is there any telltale signs that somebody is being attacked psychically other than, you know, feeling drained? But, you know, is there kind of a general guideline that you follow to identify a psychic attack?
There is. Dizziness can be a symptom. Muscle tension, headaches, confusion. That's a biggie. Sleep disturbances, not being able to sleep, waking up with nightmares. Waking up feeling like somebody's on top of you, holding you down, things like that. Depression, physical illness can also be a sign. You know, there are people who practice voodoo, witchcraft, Santeria, a lot of these other magical techniques, and they will literally decide to kill somebody and can succeed in doing so. I had a lady, her daughters came to me. She was in the hospital, and she was dying, and her doctors had no idea what was wrong with her. And her daughters felt that it was somebody doing magic against her, and psychically I saw what was being done, and I stopped what was being done, and within a week she was well and out of the hospital.
Isn't it just a miracle when stuff like that happens?
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is.
And the doctors just can't really figure it out, but energetic stuff, and it's like, oh, poof, they're better.
Yeah. But people think that voodoo and all of that is a joke, but it isn't. You can literally kill somebody with that stuff.
Now, I do want to put a disclaimer. There are aspects to voodoo and Wicca and pagan and, you know, all of that that are very good. But, you know, anything that's good, someone can take the power because they're powerful and use it for the bad.
Because
I just want to say that so that people don't think that you're going, oh, voodoo, bad.
No,
you know?
It's not bad. I don't think that at all, because a lot of the techniques I teach for protecting yourself come from the voodoo tradition. So, you know, there is good to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it, you know, it can be, it's like healing. Healing can be used to harder to heal. It's up to the user.
Well, I mean, we've had a number of conversations on this show about The Secret, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, the information that they have in the movie or the CDs or whatever you happen to watch are good. It's good information.
Yes, it
but
is.
Even with something like that, if given to somebody that only is looking for themselves and are in a place of greed and are only looking for the power that it can give them to control and manipulate,
right.
It can also be a bad thing.
That's right. And you walk into any major bookstore into the New Age section, and you can find books on love spells. You can buy voodoo dolls to do love spells with. All of that is available to our kids with no, you know, disclaimer about how to use them.
I used to have a Kermit the Frog voodoo doll with different attachments, and I could change, you know, this one had a phone which represented this person, and then I had, like, a little hat that represented this person and those long pins. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
you have kids doing love spells, you know, just for any reason at all, that's dangerous. That's not a good thing.
Right, because they don't really know what they're doing. And, you know, one of the things about teenagers in particularly is that they have so much, and I'm going to say psychic energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all that hormone energy, and there's just so much going on inside of them that they don't really realize how powerful they are.
That's right. That's right. And it can cause, I mean, even if you're doing a love spell trying to get somebody to love you, it can cause untold amount of problems for that person that you're doing the spell against. I mean, it can totally change their lives, and people don't realize how powerful that stuff really is. They think it's a game, and it's not a game. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a client fairly recently that was being severely psychic attacked by this woman. Actually, it was a group of people that were attacking her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she had entities all in her house that were coming in, like, through this thing by her refrigerator, and they were attacking her at night. I mean, if she talked to anybody else other than somebody that was open, they would have looked at her like she was nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was, even for me, it was a little out there.
People are afraid to talk about that this stuff really exists. They would rather say, oh, no, if you don't believe in psychic attack, you can't be attacked. Put a bubble of protection around yourself, you're okay. That's what they want to believe. They don't want to believe that this really exists.
Or they just ignore or write off the symptoms as it's something else.
Right, right. Yeah.
But kind of in line with what you're saying about the power, you know, once I started looking at what was going on and worked with her to help build her defense systems up and make her not feel like she was crazy, because that was a big issue around it, what they were doing ended up blowing up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Literally blowing up in the people's face, so that they, you know, even to this day have not been able to amass the amount of power that they were running before.
That's right. Years ago, this is what first gotten me into learning about psychic protection. I had opened up a little store, and we had some kids hanging around that were into Satanism and vampirism and all that stuff, and I thought that I could help these kids. You know, they just needed a little guidance to go toward the light. And then I was, you know, undoing all these voodoo spells that people were doing. So I got a lot of people upset with me. And I got under attack by several groups of people. It ended up being a total of 75 people attacking me. I was pregnant. Michael and I had just gotten together, and I became pregnant. And it was on a full moon night, and we were at a friend's house, and I started spotting. We get home. I had a tank that was just full of goldfish, and the goldfish was my protection. They would take my, you know, the psychic hits. The whole tank got wiped out and I had a miscarriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. And that's when I learned, you know, this is not something you play with. You have got to protect yourself. And it, we, one night again on a full moon, Michael was outside smoking a cigarette, and I went to walk out on the porch to ask him a question. And it was like somebody literally hit me, and I fell to the ground. And, you know, I'm like, psychic energy can do this, you know, and it's scary. And it took me about 3 years to get the spells broke and, all the psychic attack and to learn how to protect myself where I didn't have to deal with those people anymore.
And, was it connected to people? Was it connected to you? What was the dynamic around that?
What do you mean, what was it connected to?
I mean, was it actually people attacking you?
Yes. There were 75, a group, several groups that ended up being 75 people.
But not necessarily all coordinated together.
No, they were separate groups.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Is it because you opened up a little store?
Partly, and partly because I was breaking spells that these voodoo people were putting on people. You know, a lot of these psychics that you go to, especially the ones on the side of the road, some of them, not all of them, that have the little palm reader sign, most of them, or a lot of them that I know of, will put a spell on their clients to make them come back. And I was breaking those spells so that the client didn't feel like they needed to go back to them. And they didn't like me doing that.
Yes, pay me $50 and I'll light a candle for you and I'll break this spell for this thing.
Yeah, give me $2,000 and I'll break the spell that's on you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and
they will literally put spells on their clients so that the client will come back for them to them.
But it's really them doing it in the first place.
Right, right. And I was breaking those, and they didn't like me doing that.
You know, but bringing up that topic, because it's not something that I just broadcast out there, but I think it's something that's good for people to hear, is that if you do go to get a reading from someone, a psychic reading from someone, and the entire session is very vague, and you did something in a past life, and it was very bad, and you have these things, and you need to come back and pay me money to light a candle, $50, $100, I've heard up to like $10,000, you know, and they kind of look at how much money you can afford, walk out the door. Because
that person is
not for real. It's a scam.
Right. Now, there are times that I do tell my clients, there is somebody doing magic against you. And sometimes if it's something really bad and they want me to help, I'm going to charge a lot of money if it's going to take a lot of work. But I don't push that. I don't, you know, I tell them, look, buy my protection seminar, learn to do this for yourself. You don't need me to do this for you.
Right, but it's also a different thing. I mean, I have clients that I say, well, you know, I'd like for you to come back, and this is what we're going to work on, and it's kind of like a plan, but it's kind of specific, not have this vague thing and pay me $50, and you don't even need to come back.
Exactly, yeah. And you have to be, even when you're getting a psychic reading, and this is something that just I can't get across to people strong enough, you have to be very, very careful who you go to for psychic readings or healing. Because there's people out there that, even though they call themselves a healer, do things to hurt their clients. And it blows my mind that is true, but it is.
Not that they mean to.
Some of them mean to. Some of them do.
On that note, we need to go and take a short break. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio. We'll be back with Reverend Claudia right after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
The International Association of Medical Intuitives is an organization dedicated to connecting you with professional medical intuitives from around the world. So if you're feeling ill and under the weather, or are looking to join a professional organization such as this, visit www.medicalintuitives.net. That's www.medical-intuitives.net.
Move past the crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at SoulHealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationships, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit SoulHealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Are you involved in a new relationship that seems too good to be true? You know, there is an easy way to find out who you're dealing with. For over a decade, AmericaFind has provided its customers with information to make faster, safer, and smarter relationship decisions. Their background check service is a quick and inexpensive way to feel more secure about all your personal and professional relationships. AmericaFind will empower you with all the resources you need to check an individual's background and credibility. So before you say, I do, or hire a new babysitter or nanny, call AmericaFind. Know what you're getting into before you invest your heart, your money, or your time. Call us toll-free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 30 minutes, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFind tell you the truth.
You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today. Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor, or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio, and I've been here talking to Claudia McNeely from AskClaudia.com, and we've been talking about psychic attacks. So, Claudia, let me ask you this question. What are some ways that somebody can protect themselves from being psychically attacked?
There's a lot of different ways. Some important things that you need to do is to ground yourself. Make sure you're grounded. Work on your aura. Make sure your aura is healthy and strong and can protect you. Make sure your chakras are all healthy and nothing is attached to them, because when people psychically attack you, lots of times they'll connect to your chakras. Prayer. People use prayer for psychic protection. Some people use a thought form. You know, they will imagine a dragon beside them to protect them or something, or angel to protect them. That's a thought form. Candles, candle magic. People use candle magic for protection. People use the Psalms out of the Bible for protection. There's as many different ways to protect yourself psychically as there is people. I have a program, a computer program for radionics that I sell that's very good to use for protection. the most powerful technique, and this is taught free on my website, is to build a shield around yourself. You make a multi-layered shield. Just a bubble is not enough. You can start with a bubble, but then on the outside of that bubble, put a one layer of energy that has the consistency of like foam, and so if something hits it, it just bounces off. Have another layer that moves, so that, you know, like circles you so that it's hard for somebody to get through. Have a layer that, you know, has a protective symbol in it, like a cross or a pentacle or whatever your protection symbol would be. Have another layer that has a scream in it or some horrible sound so that when somebody tries to get in, they hit that and they don't want to be there. They want to leave. Build a lot of different layers on your shield. And the more layers you have and the stronger those layers are, the better protected you are. I was on a web page the other day for psychic vampires. I was doing some research. And they were telling how to get through shields. And they said that if you see somebody that has shields up, like I teach people to make, go away because they're too strong for you to mess with.
There are actually websites teaching people how to become a psychic vampire?
Oh, yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no.
You can see, like, that's a topic I obviously don't research.
Yeah, I learned about this because I studied with these people that were doing this stuff. But, yes, they do. They actually will teach you how to break through somebody's shield. Yeah.
I mean, to me, the big question is, why would you want to?
See, I don't understand that either, because when you feed off of the energy in a crowd of people, you're absorbing illnesses, you're absorbing toxins, all of these really nasty psychic things you're absorbing into your energy field. I don't understand why people would want to do that. I would rather get my energy from spirit so that it's pure and it's clean and it's not something that's going to make me sick. So I don't understand why these people do it either. I really don't.
Well, I mean, and the energy just wouldn't be... Okay, I'll say it this way. You have to consider the source. And so, you know, if you're in the mall going, ooh, there's a delectable little goodie over there, I think I'll go suck her energy. It's like, well, what if I just had a really bad day and I have really bad energy today?
I know.
Why would you want to be sucking on it? Ugh.
I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense to me either.
So let me ask a question. I don't know if this is something that you can do, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3, 4 minutes on the air, but could you maybe do a quick meditation to share with people how to create that bubble and how to, you know what I mean, so that they can go through that process at least once, how to create that shield? Because hearing it and then experiencing it, obviously, are two different things.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to build their shield differently. That's, you know, everybody's going to do it different. But basically what you do, and most people are not able to visualize. Everybody wants to visualize, but most people can't. So what you do is you imagine, because that's the same thing as visualizing. And everybody can imagine. Everybody can daydream. Or you can do it on paper, sit down and draw. This is me. This is what my shield looks like. And you can actually draw it out, whatever, you know, however you want to do it. But basically you just, you know, clear your energy, take a few deep breaths, relax, and then you imagine, we're going to say a shield of white light around your body, extends out about 6 inches. And you're going to get that all around your body, and then you're going to suck it up real close to your body so that it just kind of absorbs all the way to you. Because if somebody comes up and you've got a shield that sticks out 3 feet and they walk within 2 feet of you, they're inside your shield. So you want your shield to be as close to your body as you can get it. So you want to suck it up. You remember years ago they had these kid character on one of the programs that would all of a sudden have this armor that came up over them? Transformers.
Oh, the Transformers?
Something. And because all of a sudden the shielding would come up over them. That's kind of what you want to do. You want to just be able to pull this shielding up over you. So then you create your first layer, and then you suck it up real close to your body. And then the next layer, we're going to put a 6-inch layer of crosses. Just everywhere that you can imagine, there's crosses all over it. And imagine those. Make sure you get your back really good, because people usually forget their back. And then once you get that layer of your shield all filled up with crosses, you suck it up as close to you as you can. And then the next layer, we're going to put a energy in there that's like the consistency of bubble gum. And you can even visualize it as, or imagine it being pink. So we're going to put that all around that layer. And like I said, make sure to get the back real good. And cover your whole aura with that pink bubblegummy type of energy. And then suck that up as close to you as you can. And then we're going to put a layer that has like spikes in it. So the spikes are all pointing out. So if anybody tries to get in, it'll poke them. And imagine that all around your body. Get in the back real good. And then suck that in as close as you can get it. And then we're going to do one more layer, and we're going to make it a mirrored shape that's mirrored on the outside. And you want it to be kind of faceted like the ballroom balls, so that it scatters the energy. And then you want to put that on the very outside and then pull it up around your body so that it's completely covering you, and you've got a shield.
Wow. So I was, you know.
I'm sorry?
I always like listening when people are walking through a meditation. It's like, hey, I feel like I have my thermals on with,
exactly.
You know, my thermals with the down jacket, with the, you know, like layers of clothing and protection. Wow.
Exactly. That's it. And I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. I don't remember.
Well, I'll just throw something in.
Oh, you may need to do this. It depends on what's going on in your life. If you're really being attacked, you may need to do this like every hour to strengthen your shield. The more you do it, the stronger your shield is going to be. And once you get the shield really strong, it'll stay there by itself without you having to give it a lot of attention. Mine has been there long enough that the only time I have to pay any real attention to it is like in the restaurant when I feel like somebody's doing something. But, you know, the more you work on it, the stronger it's going to get.
You know, something you mentioned drawing, you know, drawing these layers, and it made me think of something. A number of years ago, I used to do, well, I still do this one show in Dallas, and there was these other people that were always kind of kitty corner across from me at the show. And I would be at the, you know, I'd be at my table trying to work, but people would walk down the aisle, and it was as if we had VO or something, because there would always be a good 5 or 6 feet between our table and anybody walking down the aisle, like they couldn't come over.
Uh-huh.
And so finally I went out around the table, and I'm standing in front of the table, and there was literally about a foot of room in front of the table that people could come in and be in the energy of our booth, because the people kitty corner from us had spread their energy and were occupying the entire aisle.
Right.
And they were getting all the business.
Right.
And so, and I'm telling this story because, you know, if you're in a work environment, like in cubicles, especially this works good.
Yeah.
If there's someone that has, like, their energy in your space all the time, this is what I did, is I took one of my business cards just because it was convenient and it was small, and I took some crayons, and I drew a little protection symbol, which for me is a rose. I drew a little rose with some different colors, and then I took it. and I put it underneath the back leg of their table up top so they couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
And I did that at the beginning of the second day. You know, the first day we did nothing. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
Well, I did that before they got there on the second day, and I put my little tag, I call it tagging, on their table. And they kept looking around because they couldn't figure out what was wrong.
What was happening, yeah.
The whole second day. And my husband and I were like, because
yeah.
We knew what was going on. And
yeah.
My girlfriend knew what was going on, but they didn't know what was going on. And I had a good day.
And you can also do that psychically, not have to do it physically. That's called making a thought form. You just create the rose in your mind and then put it psychically wherever you want it. And you don't have to do it physically.
I mean, what I found personally, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, is that if it's a very, very strong energy that I'm dealing with, it's easier if I put something there that has my energy on it,
mm-hmm.
because then all I have to do is tune back into that energy and I
it
occupy
gives
it.
Something, right. It,
yeah, it gives
something
me something
to
hang on to as opposed
that.
To dealing with it.
Right. Some people do need that. Not
well, I mean, especially
does,
if you're busy
people.
Working all the time, you know, then you
right.
can just kind of check in on your little
right.
tag. It's like, oh, okay, I'm
yeah.
good.
Right.
You know, so if you have those funky people that you work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I like about this computer program that I sell. It's Miracle Fix, and then she has sitter programs also is what she calls them. You can set that in the morning before you go out to protect you and not have to worry about it the rest of the day.
All right. Talk about that a little bit more. So what's the whole thought behind that whole program?
And
what is it called and stuff?
It's called the one that I use is called the Miracle Fix Program. The Miracle Fix Program was originally developed by Dr. Lynn Horowitz and Ernie Vega to be a prayer machine. And the energy in this program is extremely pure. It can be used for anything you want to use it for. You can use it to manifest things, money, a car, whatever. You can use it for healing. You can use it for anything you want to use it for. It's just, it's a wonderful program. And then she, Dr. Lynn Horowitz sold his rights to the program to a friend of mine, Dr. Reverend Lynn, and she has now developed another program called Sitter, which is more advanced and does more things. But I like this little simple program. It works really well.
But and it helps to protect you from psychic attack and helps build up your aura.
Right. You,
as
what
well?
You do is you write programs in it. You write down what you want, who you want to be to. You know, like if you're working on protection, you're wanting to protect yourself, so you would go in there. And then you put pictures that would represent what you want, put energy into it, set it, and let it go.
Cool. We need to go to break. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages. I'm James Othayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Listen to Dr. Rita's Soul Healer Moment live each third Sunday night of the month on Feet to the Fire. www.feettofire.com for more information.
Are you in the middle of a messy divorce? Do you think your spouse is trying to hide money, possessions, or property from you? Call AmericaFine today. AmericaFine will give you an accurate picture of your spouse's assets. We can help you locate any hidden bank accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or safety deposit boxes that have been concealed from you in the courts. The reality is, the court can only divide what it knows exists. Be smart and take control of your future. Make sure everything is put on the table before you step into the courtroom. Just call us today, toll free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 24 hours, we'll give you peace of mind. Let America Find help you get the fair judgment you deserve.
You want to host your own radio talk show? You provide the voice and the content. We do all the rest. www.innerstreamsradio.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio. There's no greater blessing in the world than your good health. Science is now showing that simply eating a high-quality diet doesn't provide us with all the nutrition we need. Doctors recommend we supplement our diets with products derived from whole food concentrates. And one of the most complete and nutritious whole foods found on the earth are little microscopic plants called marine phytoplankton, which can be found in a product called Frequency. I've been taking Frequency every day for about 6 months now, and I feel more energized and full of life. If you're ready to make a difference in your health, I encourage you to try Frequency and see what it can do for you. To learn more about Frequency and other amazing whole food natural products direct from Mother Nature, please visit productsforthesoul.com. Start the year off right by visiting livinggrocery.com. Experience the miracle of real nutrition as it helps you to lose weight and improve your overall health. Don't mess with pills or capsules. We provide the highest quality, all-natural organic foods that come ready to eat. And best of all, it's delivered straight to your door. Visit livinggrocery.com now and experience your own amazing transformation.
Are you feeling stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job? Your dream home? More money? Your ideal mate? Dakara has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. If you'd like to call in and talk to Claudia or myself, the number is 888-863-2722. Claudia, earlier we were in the first hour, and even in this hour, we were talking a little bit about entities. Can entities, we've already talked about how entities can attach to us, but can they, and I'm going to say quote-unquote, attack us?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've dealt a lot with entities attacking people. So, yes, they can. You know, if somebody has died and you knew them in a past life and they've sworn revenge against you, they're going to come after you. So, yes, it can be done on the spiritual realm as well as the physical.
So let me ask this question. You know, I think this is a valid question. So let me see if I can phrase this right. Would a psychic attack, I can't even believe I'm asking this, would a psychic attack from an entity be different from an entity attachment?
Yes, it would. It would be a little bit more intense. With an entity attachment, usually they're just draining your energy and, you know, accidentally causing you to illness and things like that. But with a spirit that is literally attacking you, your whole life is going to go bad. You know, your finances will go bad. Your pet may die. Everybody in your family gets sick. It's going to be really, really intense if it's an actual psychic attack.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, it was just one of those questions that just came to my mind. I was I think I'll ask.
Just because somebody dies doesn't mean they really change that much. They're still the same people, you know. And some, you know, people get mad up there just like they do down here.
Well, you know, I am so glad that you said that. I am so glad that you said that. You know, because most people think, you know, they die, they go into the light, you know, or whatever, and they become this, like, ooh, here's my harp, and I'm just going to, you know, have my little wings and float around.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I'll I mean, not that I'm a medium, but people will ask, you know, can you talk to so-and-so, and I'll have them come and sit on a chair and try to communicate with them. And they, you know, they're still smart, you know, mm-hmm. the smarty pants is, and sometimes it's like they still have attitude, like major attitude.
My daughter passed away in June, and it has been such an experience learning that their life does go on. And they're the exact same people there that they are here. She plays tricks on me. Her latest thing is every time I take a shower, she sets the smoke alarm off. And it will go off. It'll go off until I get out of the shower, and then she stops. And then she'll laugh and go on her way. And she, when she died, I asked her, I said, you know, did you see a tunnel of light? And she laughed, and she said, no. She said, I was out of my body so much anyway that all I did was just step out. It was no big deal to me. And she built her a mansion, and she was partying and having a good time because she couldn't do that in real life. And so about 2 or 3 months after she passed away, her guides or whatever they are told her it was time for her to quit partying and go to work. She threw a tantrum for a month. She was furious.
And I bet you got to deal with it.
Oh, yes. Yes. But they are. They're just the same over there as they are here. And
except
they can
that.
Get angry, and they have emotions, and they can get scared and whatever, just like we do. They're just in another plane.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's, you know, because I... Most people will put out the information that, you know, people become these other person, and I think we have better clarity, but it
exactly.
I don't think it changes our personality.
Our basic personality carries with us from lifetime to lifetime. Our basic personality never changes.
Well, that's kind of scary. That means I'll be me down the road. So if I'm hanging around anybody that's listening, it's just me. We're kind of running out of time. Quickly talk about your course on psychic protection that you offer.
It's distance learning, correct?
Or a book or something like that?
It's a book. It's you can either buy it in PDF and, you know, get it download, or buy it actually in book form, which is a little bit more expensive because it costs money to print. But it teaches all the things that I have learned about protection. It teaches you how to figure out if you're being attacked to begin with, and whether you're attacking yourself, because we do psychically attack ourselves sometimes too, or if somebody else is attacking you. I even teach how to find out who it is, and then all kinds of methods to protect yourself while you're learning to build the shield, because sometimes, you know, it took me 3 years to learn how to build a really good shield. But all these other techniques, the prayers and the candles and the thought forms and all of these other techniques can be used while you're learning to build the shield.
Cool. And that's available on your website, correct?
It's available at lightworkersupply.com.
Okay. And so if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to schedule a reading, maybe do some work with entity removal, get a healing, how would they do that?
Just go to AskClaudia.com. Or they can call me. The number is 903-734-5385.
And do you have a newsletter?
Yes, I do.
I've been doing a newsletter
for 7 years.
I know. That's why I was mentioning it. And so if they wanted to sign up for that, they would just go to AskClaudia.com
as
well.
Right. And there's 7 years worth of newsletters. You know, there's a lot of information on that website. There really is. A lot of really good information. I go back and read things that I wrote years ago, and I go, wow, I wrote that?
I'm really smart.
Really?
Well, we need to wrap up, so thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing your expertise and wisdom about, you know, psychic attacks, because, you know, like entities, people don't really talk about it, even
That's
though
right.
we're affected by it all the time.
Right, exactly. And
you know,
more so
about
as time goes on.
You know, especially about the psychic vampires, you know, because We all have friends that just suck us dry.
Exactly.
And then we don't understand what's going on.
Exactly. And people that are healers, you know, healers don't protect themselves. They work with people all day long who are sucking their energy, and then they don't do anything to protect themselves.
Yeah. We need to go, Claudia. Thank you so much for being on the air. Next week, we have Michael Cremo, the author of Forbidden Archaeology, and we'll be talking about human de-evolution, an alternative to Darwin's theory. Sounds fascinating. Join us next week. Visit JustEnergyRadio.com and sign up for our newsletter to keep informed of the schedule.
Dr. Rita Louise each week at this time for Just Energy Radio. Point your browser to www.JustEnergyRadio.com for more show information and to contact Dr. Rita. Until next time, remember, it's all just energy. Million Americans suffer from sleep deficit.